Odisha FC beat Jamshedpur FC by 21 to earn their first victory of the Indian Super League, ISL, 202,425 season at the Kalinga Stadium on Saturday. Diego Mauricio and Mortada Fall gave the Kalinga Warriors a two-goal advantage before the half-time break. On the other hand, the Men of Steel brought one back through an own goal from Fall himself. Although Sergio Lobra's side secured an advantage before the break, it was Khalid Jamil's men who started on a stronger note. In just the fifth minute, Jamshedpur FC could have earned their lead, as Javi Hernandez's free kick from the middle of the park fell onto Stephen Ayers's head, who flicked it onto Pratik Chaudhary. The latter's shot, however, was saved by Amrinder Singh. Odisha FC got their first positive chance in the 10th minute. Isaac Wenlalruetfela crossed in a ball to Jerry Mavimingkhenga, who was free on goal. Albino Gomez was quick to come out and gather the ball, but his failed attempt gave the ball to Jerry Spath, who set it up for Amer Ranavare, but the right-back's shot went wide from the target. 8 minutes later, Imran Khan passed the ball on to Javier Severio, who left it for Hernandez. The Spaniard's shot rattled the post, keeping Amrinder gazing. Odisha FC finally broke the deadlock in the 20th minute. Isaac showcased some exceptional dribbling skills to find Hugo Bumos inside the box. Bumos laid it off for Diego Mauricio, whose shot took a slight deflection from Stephen Ayers and ended in the back of the net. In the 42nd minute, Fall finally gave the comfort cushion to Sergio Lobra's side. Bumos swung in a corner from the right, and Fall headed it straight into the net. In the process, the Senegalese defender scored his 18th goal in the ISL, all coming from headers. Jamshedpur FC started the second half on a high again. Just 2 minutes after the restart, Hernandez took everyone by surprise by launching an overhead kick from a corner situation. However, his shot went off target, without disturbing Amarinder Singh. Odisha FC could have added another goal to their tally in the 54th minute. Bumos dribbled past Pratik and passed the ball to Mauricio on the left. The Brazilian sent in a cross into the box which was saved by Albino Gomez, however, the rebound fell into Ranavade's feet. The Odisha FC right back was unlucky once again, as his shot was shouldered out by Aniket Jadhav. Jamshedpur FC finally got one back in the 62nd minute after Fall headed a corner into his net. From that moment onwards, it was a free-flowing game, where both teams attacked. However, there was no change in the scoreline. Mortada Fall scored Odisha FC's second goal of the game, ultimately becoming the decider between the two sides. He also registered 5 clearances and 1 interception. Odisha FC will next welcome Kerala Blasters to the Kalinga Stadium on October 3rd. Jamshedpur FC will also be playing a home game against East Bengal on October 5th.